Any old fashioned names for boyfriend or girlfriend?
Not to my knowledge. I don't know. My day week is just his girlfriend and his boyfriend. But I might can remember some of them, you know, but they. But I don't. I didn't use them, you know.
Say if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been doing what? He had been.
You know, right now they say even necking or something, kissing or smooching or something like that, you know.
And yes. When a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she...
Then broke off.
Okay.
Broke up.
Or he asked her to marry him, but she...
She refused him or turned him down or she broke off, something like that.
And say they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
They were engaged and all of a sudden she broke the engagement, broke off with him, broke up with him. Quit, you know, I guess.
Any joking ways of saying somebody got married?
Yeah, they got hooked.
Uh-huh.
He broke his neck.
He broke his neck?
Yeah.
That means he got married?
Yeah, if he broke his neck, that's what he did. He got married.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, he's called the...
They call the best man, you know.
What about the woman that stands up with the bride?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it out. Oh, let's see. What's she called? I don't really know that. Let's see. Maid of Honor?
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you remember, this could be before your time, but do you remember hearing about... When people in the community would get married, other people would come over to their house and make a lot of noise and maybe fire off rifles or sometimes just, you know, just come over to their house, a big group of people.
I can't remember that, no. No. The only thing I know about, you know, surrounding marriage, we give them... Well, we give receptions and stuff like that. Let's see, but showers are now not, you know. But I'm talking about years ago. I don't remember. In my early days, I don't know. I didn't know nothing about too much about showers. I know we gave those receptions or
were something like that. Were they very noisy? They were like parties?
Yeah, that was a party after party, you know.
Do you ever hear of a chivalry or serenade?
No, not here.
Say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch, the whole crowd, the whole crew.
Okay. And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you'd call that a...
Well, you're talking about dancing?
Okay. What different kinds are there? What did people used to have?
The kinds of... Oh, they had what we call... let me see now. Lindy Hop, Charleston, Jitterbug, Buck Dancing.
What's Buck Dancing?
Buck Dancing, Bucking. Cakewalk. But Buck Dancing is something I think it's a crude form of tap dancing, you know? That's what I think it is. I think it's crude, you know, really crude form of tap dancing. He get out there, he almost do like a horse. He buck, you know.
Just him?
It kind of, well, yeah, mostly it's, you know, I think, well, most times I saw it, and they say he's buck dancing, you know, and he would be doing some every, it wasn't really a good tap dancer, but he was just doing, he was bucking, you know, he was just... It had irregular sounds, not like tapping, you know.